Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Hey, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2950. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and my car, Montgomery! Hey, Steve, are in the men's room. On tap today, it is a random question. Your guess is as good as mine. Categories, apps and booze. Ask the Men's Room is back. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, a Men's Room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Tim.
Quick back, they're getting drunk.
All right, here we go. FDA wants everyone to know that almond and coconut milk does not come from cows.
What?
Meanwhile, ex-Miss Kentucky charged as 15-year-old boy she was trying to arouse. Mom-to-be cancels baby shower after family makes fun of son's name. Ohio woman charged after throwing toddler twice in which was not a fun game. And Ohio State University restocks a bacon vending machine five times a day. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. I know you know this, but it's worth saying. People die and people get injured. It's a fact of life. Now, some people die because they're murdered. Like the Pennsylvania man who was murdered by his girlfriend. And unlike you see on TV, she didn't stab him. She didn't shoot him. She didn't poison him. No, she took all 300 pounds of her girth and sat on him. And yes, it killed him. She actually crushed the guy and she pleaded guilty to murder. Now, that is one way to die. Another way to die, there's an English woman. She died after she drank a liter of soy sauce. Think of all the sodium in there, what it does to your body. Now, why the hell would anybody drink a liter of soy sauce? Well, apparently, she fell for an internet hoax that claimed that by drinking a liter of soy sauce, it gets rid of the toxins in your body. Listen, I got a lot of toxins in my body. I'm still not going to drink a liter of soy sauce. And now she's dead. Well, she's mostly dead. She's brain dead. Like I said earlier, people also get injured. There's a Utah guy. He gives new meaning to the term D-pick. And I say this because another man hammered an ice pick into his penis. And as horrible as that sounds, when you hear his story later, you're going to understand why that was the best option for him in that particular scenario. And as far as getting injured, there's an Australian surfer. As you would imagine, he was injured when he was attacked by a shark. Now, to be fair, he nicknamed himself shark bait. So it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. And he was 100% correct. And these are some of the very few stories that we saw that left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question. And this is how it works. You call us. We will ask you a question at complete random. And after you share your scintillating story, we will then share with you the news story that inspired said question.
Be a part of the big show on the random question. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hola, Jones, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2950. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. I would say that this show is so good, it's going to be a guaranteed future repeat. I don't think so either, and I'll tell you why. We have done so many good shows. I just don't think that this one's going to live up to it. I think this is going to be a half-ass, mailing it in for the end of the year, lazy-ass show.
What?
That's my prediction. My prediction is that no one's really here mentally. Thinking about football or other things. Thinking about the holidays. Just like you are, we have lots of things to do and get to see and
people to visit and all those things?
I don't know. I mean, I hear what you're saying. You're trying to say we did all these great shows.
We already did.
I disagree with that as well. I think this won't be any worse than the other shows we've done.
Okay,
That's the way to do it.
We actually prepared for the show, though, however. Your guess is as good as mine, coming up. We have categories in apps and in booze, as we have for you. Around the United States are places where more people drink than not so much. So, for an example, if Ted, I were to ask you, I'd say, what state would you say probably drinks the least?
Oh, Utah.
Utah. Pretty easy guess, right? It's like saying, like, what city gambles the most, or parties late, or does cocaine. You go, all right, well, Las Vegas, Miami, where else? You know.
But see, here's the difference, okay? The only thing with that is, like, Utah, we understand the laws are in place, there's a general mentality, they're going to drink less. With Vegas, is it the people that live there that stay up late all the time and do all the blow and gamble, or is it those of us that go there?
Oh, they're going there. No, I don't think anybody, like they say, people who work in Vegas don't live there. They don't go to the Strip.
Right.
They might go to, I don't know, to Fremont every once
Old
in
time.
A while or something like that, but they're definitely not going down to the Strip because that's where the tourist traps are. They might work there, but they're not going there for their own enjoyment. So I absolutely believe that. And we know for a fact that when they talk about some of the biggest beer drinking states, towns, as far as per capita, you end up with, like, honest to God, 7 of the 10 being in Wisconsin.
Yep.
And then a couple in Minnesota or in North Dakota. Or
if it's cold, you drink. That's
exactly.
Basically what we have learned.
Well, this has nothing to do with exactly how much, but how much it costs.
Ah,
so
that changes
everything.
We've
got a study that found the cities where people spent the most money on booze last year. Doesn't mean they necessarily drank the most, because you can probably go to Wisconsin and still get a $2 draft in an Elks Lodge or something like that. But this is where you spend the most money drinking. So that's one category. And we also have the most popular apps of the year. If you look at your phone and you see the apps that you have there, most of those are probably on your phone right now. We have 10 apps that were downloaded the most this year. Those are your two categories coming up with Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. As the men's room is back as well, if you have a question for any of us here in the men's room, just shoot us an email to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. As the men's room coming up right before we drink a toast with a shot of the day. And, of course, another round of Profile This coming up as well. And today is the day that we do our random question. 844-999-OLA.
Random. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and oars.
Bo, welcome to the program. Welcome to the random question.
Let me be the first to apologize. According to Miles's, forecast for today's show, you're our first caller on what's going to be a weak, terrible, half-assed, no-effort program.
Mm-hmm. I believe it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for your support.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
And so quickly.
All right, let's go with this one.
Oh, yeah, this one's going to suck.
Oh, I can feel it.
Look, we all have jobs. We have had jobs. We've had previous jobs, past jobs.
Might have future jobs if the show is that bad.
Exactly. But a lot of times you go for a job and you don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't always just go in and say, I want to do this job. And they go, oh, the job is yours. You have to apply for a job. There's other candidates. So
I had a job opportunity, went in for the interview, and quite literally, the job is yours. I felt great. We got along, me and the manager there. We knew we were going to have a fantastic working relationship. The last thing she said is, hey, we drug test here. Is that going to be a problem? It's not going to be a problem for me, but you guys might think poorly of what you find. But I said, just to give you an idea of what kind of employee I would be, I can already tell you what you would find, which would save you the lab cost, already saving you money. Did not work in my favor. That's honestly what I said. I did not get the job.
So what job did you not get? And maybe do you have an idea why you didn't get the job?
Oh, I don't know, because a lot of the jobs I've had and currently have, it's usually I've gotten through a friend.
Uh-huh.
So,
you never had a job in high school that you applied for?
Well, wait, let me ask you this then. When you get a job through a friend, have you gotten any one of those jobs and then made the friend look bad? Like, there's just certain people that have said, hey, man, I know you can help me. You know this person or that person. And I don't know any nice way to say it, but, like, what I know of this person, like, I'm not going to recommend you because you're going to end up reflecting poorly on me.
God, nothing really comes to mind, to be honest.
How many jobs have you had?
I worked at Safeway when I was in high school for a couple years, and I've pretty much done construction since then with 8 years working at Lowe's in Linwood.
Okay. So you've been working steady the whole time, and every time you got a job, you basically already knew you were going to get it going into it, or?
Essentially, yeah, because I had friends that had already worked there and, you know, met with the manager.
So are you a good employee?
And they're just like, yeah, all right.
But are you, a good employee? Because, look, if you work at different places for years, that's generally a good sign. But if you moved up, look, I've worked with people that have had the same job for years. They never went up. They never went down. It's just, this is what you're going to do. But, I mean, have you been able to move through the ranks as you've been in these different places?
Actually, there's a few times when I was working at Lowe's that I tried to move up in the ranks to, like, you know, a different position, like, you know, moving up in sales,
sure.
You know, get a little higher pay. That there's a number of times I didn't get any of those jobs because I don't interview well. That's kind of
lucky
to get jobs via friends because I'm a terrible interviewer.
But wait a minute, you've already been at Lowe's. You've been there for years, so obviously you do a decent job, right? They keep you around. So, what is it about the fact that here's someone we already know? We know this person is a good employee. We know he shows up on time. Whatever your responsibilities are, how do you do an interview so bad that when you're talking to people that already know you, they don't want to move you up?
They'll ask, like, specific questions that they have ready, you know, like, tell us about a time when this happened, or, you know, tell us about a person that was difficult to deal with, and how did you go about it? I have the memory of, like, a housefly. It's terrible. I can't remember anything.
Those questions
does not do me justice.
I was going to say, we asked what job did you not get, and you said you've never, in fact, had an opportunity where you didn't get a job. And obviously that was wrong because you basically said no, and then you ended up telling us that you actually did try to get someplace, but you didn't get those jobs because you don't interview well,
which was the initial question that we asked you in the first place.
So you are absolutely correct. You're a horrible person to interview. Because all I did was ask you one question, and you couldn't even answer that correct. So you actually, in fact, had tried to get other jobs, and you didn't get the gig.
There's got
to
be a better way. Like, you're a great employee, but a terrible interview. He's such a bad interview that even though we love working with him, we'd love to give him the job, but he can't get through the interview. We know he would even be good at the job.
Trust us.
He just can't get through the interview.
We've been trying to get gigs through the syndication all over, man, and we just get shot down left and right.
Now, to be fair, when we interviewed for this particular job that you hear speaking at now, we did not do a good interview because we showed up absolutely hammered. That's not an exaggeration. It's not a joke. We thought we blew it. Lucky for us, our boss is an idiot, or perhaps we can blackmail him. I don't know, but he hired us anyway.
He did. Yeah.
So I don't think we interview well as far as that goes. But that said, we've never been promoted either.
What's your specialty in the world of construction? What do you do?
A lot of remodel, and right now for over a year I've been working in foundation repair.
Okay, all right, very cool.
How do you repair a foundation? Like, it seems like it's cracked.
Slab,
you get a divorce.
So, like, if a house, like, let's say the corner of a house or, like, you know, the back half of the house, whatever, it's settled because the soil around the Seattle area is just garbage. What we do is we go in and we have, you know, a bunch of products that we use that we can actually attached to the foundation, we can stabilize it from sinking anymore, or we can actually lift the house up.
And then what's the warranty on that? How long would I expect that to last as a homeowner?
We offer a 25 and 75 year warranty. That's nationally backed.
75? Yeah. No one's going to be in their house for 75 years.
I've seen that where you guys go in and you jack up the original home, and then sometimes they'll even dig deeper so the basement isn't, you know, at that 7-foot level, so it actually is an actual living space, and then they'll just put a new foundation down and set the home back down, correct?
So that's like the extreme version of what can be done. We work with existing foundations, and we don't like, are you talking about houses that are pretty much like on those
I've seen them do it to a craftsman before.
We don't go that level. We keep everything where it's at, and then, you know, lift or stabilize.
Oh, gotcha. So you go in there with jacks and just jack it up. Okay, that makes sense.
Pretty much.
All right, the reason we asked what job did you not get, we get on to Florida. A 24-year-old guy named Dominic Breedlove.
Breedlove?
Breedlove.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's your last name mean?
He had a job interview at Kohl's in Spring Hill, Florida. I enjoy a Kohl's. Kohl's is kind of a fun store.
Kohl's is decent.
Yeah, it is. They got what they got. And when his interview was over, he shoplifted two pairs of women's shoes from the store.
God damn.
A security guard spotted him, called the cops. Dominic told them he took the shoes to give to his mom. As a gift, he was arrested for retail theft, and believe it or not, he did not get the job working at Kohl's.
Huh, he could have been a loss prevention officer. As far as not getting a job and why, a comment comes in. It says, my not getting a job is because of my hand tattoos and my long hair. Pepsi actually banned me from applying because I don't fit their standards. LOL.
My hands, LOL.
Yeah. my hand tattoos, they're just stars. Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, if they don't want tattoos, I don't think it matters what the tattoo is. Although, I bet you if your tattoo said Pepsi and had the logo.
Hey, you're a team player.
We like it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm random. Like, I think there's certain tattoos, obviously, if somebody showed up with like a...
There's obviously. You got a swastika. It's like, hey, right? Our problem is so much tattoos.
Here, man.
Right. Yeah, but if they don't like tattoos, it's not going to matter what it is. Hello, Brennan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Liquor and whores.
All right, Brendan, welcome to the program. You're very energetic. We like that. Let's see
That's
here.
Right, always, brothers.
Yeah, cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Let's go with this one. What mean thing did an old girlfriend do to you?
What mean thing did a girlfriend do to you from back in the day? You don't have to name her name or anything, but just the action itself.
This girl I was kind of like interested in. Whatnot, she knew about it. We were kind of hanging out, seeing each other, and we were at a party, and she started making out with my best friend.
All right, well, that sucked. Did you look over and go, wow, that happened quickly? Did you have any idea that they had an interest in each other?
Not at all. Like, I think it was mainly the alcohol, but nothing was ever the same after that.
Between you and the girlfriend or you and your friend?
Well, both.
Okay. Now, did they end up together, or was it just one night of drunken tongue?
I don't know. I think something else went on, but I can't be sure of that.
Well, yes, you can, because you are.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I bet you're right.
Look, man, I can't see air, but I'm pretty confident that it's all around.
Sure. You're not maybe a betting man or not, but if you had $100, would you say they did or they didn't?
I would make that bet, but I'd make the bet that they did it.
Yeah, exactly. That's where you put the $100.
Yeah. Right.
So, okay. You know.
That's right.
Okay.
Do you think she did it out of spite, or do you think it's just purely alcohol?
The way girls try to, put guys against each other.
I have not particularly been in that position, but...
Oh, really?
I've seen it 100 times.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen.
All
I'm saying
time.
I have not.
They'll start dating your friend or somebody else you know, and it's.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of all that kind of
thing
for sure.
So that's the same thing. Like, if he broke up with her, I'm sure the alcohol helped, but I'm sure a little bit of it was his spite. I'm going to make out with his best friend.
But they weren't broken up yet.
Oh.
That's the thing.
That's just mean, bro.
Right. Yeah. Like, if they had broken up, I've heard of that before. Right. No question. Mm-hmm. Now, everybody gets a little bitter in a breakup, but not like we were dating and then, you know.
Oh, yeah. I thought they had broken up.
Yeah.
Reason that's we asked, what mean thing did an old boyfriend, girlfriend do to you?
Wish you could see Ted's face. All the sympathy he had, now it's just turned to humor. Like, that burns. Zap.
We mentioned this story a few episodes back, but a Pennsylvania woman who killed her much smaller boyfriend by crushing him to death has pleaded guilty to third-degree murder. Wendy Thomas, who was 44, avoided a potentially longer prison sentence.
Isn't that the name of the daughter of the Wendy's founder?
That
he
is
was
correct.
Dave Thomas,
yes,
so Wendy
and
Thomas.
Wendy is right.
Have
Wendy,
another chili bucket.
Wendy with an I on this one.
Ah.
Yes. She has avoided a potential longer prison sentence and other charges of assault and endangerment for the murder of Keno Butler, also 44. This took place at their home in Erie, Pennsylvania in March of this year. According to GoErie.com, it's a good result based upon the facts of the case. Thomas's court-appointed attorney says, I think it's fair for both sides. He recommended sentence to be dropped from 20 to 40 years in prison down to 18 to 36 years. At the time of the murder, Thomas allegedly told police that she had been drinking and looking to purchase crack cocaine. It was then when she got into an altercation with Keno.
And gave him some crack.
Thomas, who weighs over 300 pounds, initially attacked her 120-pound boyfriend with a knife. She stabbed him in the hand before bludgeoning him with a table of a leg. It was then she smothered her victim by sitting on his chest. Butler's death was ruled a homicide caused by respiratory insufficiency secondary to blunt force trauma to the neck.
Respiratory insufficiency. He couldn't breathe?
Compression, correct. Exasperated by blunt force trauma to the head because she sat on his head, too. I feel like she should have done 40 or more years, according to the victim's sister. It was a troubling relationship, according to Sandra. The 2 years that Wendy and Keno had been seeing each other, it was something that was going to happen. The victim's sister told Erie News Now, they even stayed at my house, and I asked her, don't kill my brother. Keno Butler is survived by a daughter, two grandchildren, his mother, nine siblings, including Sandra. Thomas is being held in the Erie County Prison to await sentencing.
Don't kill my brother.
Yeah, we...
just think about that, right? Your sibling comes to visit you. They are with whoever they're with. Maybe you don't like them. Maybe you do. Who knows? But, you know, my brother's dated women. Whatever. I've never thought to myself, like, hey, man, could you do me a favor and don't murder my brother? It's sure. just a feeling I have about it.
It's very unusual, though, and I've seen this a lot, and maybe it's not unusual. Maybe it's very common. I don't understand why. But you have two people from polar opposite sides of the spectrum.
Okay.
So you've got someone who is what I would consider to be severely overweight and obese.
Why would you consider a 300-pound woman severely obese?
Plus.
She could have been 15 feet tall.
Well, but she's not. Okay. And then you have someone who is severely, in my mind, what I would say, average weight smaller than most adult men. When you weigh 120 pounds, that's not a lot of weight.
That's tiny.
That's tiny. You got tiny and you got big. So you go to the store and they got big paper towels and they got tiny paper towels. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, I've seen a lot of marriages and relationships between these two polar opposite sides of the spectrum as far as just the size of a human being.
Yeah, I went to high school with a tiny fella that loved large women.
I say, but generally, when I see that, it's always a tiny guy.
Right.
That loves big
women. And big women who love tiny men.
Perfect.
That's what I mean. Like,
Unless I have seen this.
Or just, I don't know why, but it seems like it's popped up a lot of times in my lifetime where I'm like, that's an interesting couple.
Well, you see that? There's a couple
just
that I knew.
Based on the size.
Recently, the guy was maybe 5'7". His wife was about 6'1". And if you ask either of them, she's like, I love short dudes. She's like, I love tall chicks. I'm like, you guys are perfect.
Exactly. More of the Random Question coming up. 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, your guess is as good as my categories. Apps and booze will do. Your guess is as good as mine. Right after the Random Question, 844-999-OLA.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Jacob. Random, welcome random, to the Men's Room.
Random. Hola.
Jacob, welcome to the program. The Random Question. Here is your Random Question. Jacob, what did you fall for?
Oh, man. I almost slipped up with the F word there. I could say marriage. That's what I fell for.
Okay. What happened with your marriage?
I'm actually dealing with it right now. It was just a bad, bad situation. She was... What does that Sublime song say? She spreads her loving all over, but when she comes home, there's none left for me.
Okay.
We got you.
How did you find out about that?
It's just living life, man. Different situations. She's not coming home on certain days when she's telling me she's getting off of work. I'm smarter than she thinks.
You may have misunderstood.
I guess.
She may have said, I'm getting off at work, and you misunderstood what she said.
With a coworker. So are you in the midst now of a separation? Are you in the midst of a divorce? Did you already go through with it?
Oh, no, I'm in the midst of it, yes.
Now, when you approached her about it, was she like, yeah, good idea?
It's a weird thing. So she finds, it's a very, very weird thing. So sometimes it's hot and cold. Sometimes she thinks the grass is greener on the other side. Sometimes I'm her guy. So I'm confused.
How long have you been married?
I've been married for 7 years, with her for 11.
And how old are you guys?
I'm 32. She's 34.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it's tough. I don't know.
How long ago did you start sensing that things might be being played elsewhere?
Probably about a year ago.
All right. And then when
found out for sure about a month ago.
Ah.
And that's when she abandoned ship.
How did you find out, if you don't mind me asking?
How did I find out?
Yeah. Other than your keen sense.
Social media.
Ah. All right. Okay. That's a pretty good place for it. Yeah, and you know what, man? A lot of people have no problem putting their whole life out there and don't realize what they're doing. But it sounds to me like, look, I truly believe a tiger doesn't change their stripes too much in life. Maybe every once in a while situationally, but if she was cheating on you at the end, more than likely she had some flings throughout. Yeah, I would think so. But maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just one guy that she likes. Reason we asked, what did you fall for?
A doctor. Feel better?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, man.
Thanks,
at least you're not with her.
Yeah.
I mean, at least you're going through the process of not being in that. How do you,
no, no, this isn't the time. When the process is done, look, I talked to a guy the other night, and this guy that I talked to, we've seen him around for like a year, and one thing you could say is that he is exceptionally stoic. I think you'd agree with that, Miles.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, he just started chatting with me the other night, and we're going back and forth, and he wasn't being funny when he made the statement. We were saying something about marriage, and he's like, you know, I was married for a while, and it just wasn't for me, and it wasn't about him philandering or anything like that. He's like, I'm just not the kind of guy, and I believe this from him, what I know of him, that should be in that kind of relationship. So, you know, we got a divorce, and, you know, it cost me a lot, and, man, well, she got two houses. You know why she didn't get a third house? I was like, why, man? He's like, because I didn't have three houses. He wasn't being funny.
Yeah, dude. Damn.
Right. That's how he said. And I'm kind of like, and I realized, like, his face hasn't changed. Like, he is making a statement, but he wasn't complaining about it.
Yeah. I just think once you realize that someone's got to cheat on you all the time, unless you're okay with that and you have an open relationship, like, situation's not going to change.
Well, she's still cheating on you if it's open.
Right, exactly. But if you have an agreement, that's great. But
right.
They're always going to be looking for the next best thing. Get your ass out of there.
Well, know one thing. The grass is always greener until you get there.
Mm-hmm. The reason we asked, what did you fall for? This is a terrible story. A doctor has revealed a horrifying
case.
Wait,
hold on. No, I just want to know what Tab was going to say.
I know. For some reason, I was going to go, yeah, and then you pee on it. That grass is terrible.
I was like, it had nothing to do with it. It's like a dog.
Yeah, I'm just picturing, like, man, that lawn looks really nice.
Let me poop on it.
And then, like, a day later, it's like, is he out there peeing on the nice lawn?
Yep.
Like, yeah, it wasn't worth it. I should have stayed over at my lawn.
A woman was left brain dead after an internet hoax went horribly wrong. Earlier in the day, the woman had been performing what is known as a soy sauce colon cleanse. This is a dangerous internet fad which involves people drinking a liter of soy sauce in 2 hours. The woman, already unwell, she had lost some weight the past few weeks and started a white bread and canned fish only diet 6 months ago. Don't ask me.
White bread and canned fish?
If you're drinking that much soy sauce, obviously you're on the internet just looking for dumb remedies to dumb things. The woman said she had recently been released from a psychiatric hospital for what was believed to be paranoid schizophrenia. The woman had the paranoid belief the government had poisoned her and had read online that the soy sauce colon cleanse would rid her body of toxins. So soon after drinking the highly salt-laden soy sauce, she felt her heart beating faster. According to doctors, and a doctor based in the U.S. only identified as Bernard said, and he runs a popular, online MD channel, which features videos on medical issues like kidney disease and cancer. She resisted all urges to drink any water. Over the next 30 minutes, while driving home, she stopped on the side of the road and began to cry. When she got home, she stumbled around and began mumbling unintelligently. Then she collapsed. She was rushed to the hospital, and while en route, went into cardiac arrest before being resuscitated, and then when they got to the middle, she didn't make it.
Hey, man, if your body says you need water, drink water, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Safe bet.
It's water.
I go easy on the soy, even in sushi.
Yeah.
It makes me so thirsty. You know what I mean?
God damn, it does make you thirsty.
More of the random question coming up here in just a couple seconds.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.